Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath,
Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath.
Auntie Leela, Chapter 8. Glory, glory to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Glories to Lord Nityananda, the glory and fortune of the three worlds. Glories, glories to Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. Anyone who hears these descriptions of Lord Chaitanya will attain pure devotional service. Now please hear how Advaita Acharya and all the devotees came to Jagannath Puri. When the time of Rath Yatra came, all the devotees came to Jagannath Puri. By Lord Chaitanya's order, they came every year to see Rath Yatra. Placing Advaita Acharya in front, they all came to Jagannath Puri. Saintly Srivas Pandit, at whose home Lord Chaitanya had enjoyed so many pastimes, also came. Acharya Ratna and Sri Chandrasekhar, at whose home Lord Chaitanya danced in the ecstasy of Goddess Lakshmi, also came. Gangadas Pandit, the memory of whom breaks the bonds of karma, also came. Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who wept when he thought of Lord Chaitanya, happily came. Vakreshwar Pandit, who danced in Lord Chaitanya's kirtan, happily came. Saintly Pradyumna Brahmachari, before whom it was said Lord Nisringa directly appeared, came. Haridas Thakur and the other Haridas who lived by the seashore happily came. Saintly Vasudev Datta, to whom Lord Krishna had sold himself, came. Accompanied by Shivananda Sen and many others, the Krishna singer, Mukunda Dat, came. Govindananda, who is always overcome with ecstatic love and the memory of whom purifies the 10 directions, came. Govinda Dat, who sang kirtan before the Lord, happily came. The scribe Vijayadas, whom Lord Chaitanya gave the name Ratnabahu, jewel-handed, came. Pure-hearted Sadashiva Pandit, at whose home Lord Nityananda had stayed, came. Purushottama Sanjay, who had been Lord Chaitanya's foremost student, came with a happy heart. Sriman Pandit, who carefully held a lamp when Lord Chaitanya danced at night, came, chanting Hari. Nandanacharya, to whose home Lord Nityananda went first, came with a happy heart. Suklambar Brahmachari, from whom Lord Chaitanya first begged alms, happily came. Lord Krishna's penniless servant Sridhar, from whose cup Lord Chaitanya drank water, came. The scribe Bhagavan Pandit, in whose body Lord Krishna lived, came. Gopinath Pandit and Sri Garba Pandit, who were certainly two forms of Lord Krishna, came. Saintly Vanamali Pandit, who saw Lord Balaram's golden club and plow, came. Jagadish Pandit and Haranya Bhagavat, who were both wild by tasting the nectar of love for Lord Krishna, happily came. One Ekadasi, when he was a child, Lord Chaitanya begged and ate food at their home. Saintly Buddhimanta Khan, who from his birth had always followed Lord Chaitanya's command, came. Sri Acharya Purandara, whom Lord Chaitanya addressed by calling out Father, happily came. Saintly Sri Raghava Pandit, in whose home Lord Chaitanya enjoyed confidential pastimes, came. Murari, who was the lion of physicians and in whose body Lord Chaitanya secretly lived, came. Sri Garuda Pandit happily came. When his name is chanted, snake poison cannot act. Saintly Gopinath Singha, whom Lord Chaitanya called a Krura, came. Accompanied by Narayan Pandit, Sri Ram Pandit, who was very dear to the Lord, came. Sri Damodar Pandit went to see Mother Sachi. After seeing her, he quickly left for Jagannath Puri. Lord Chaitanya's devotees are numberless. How many of their names do I know? They all went to Jagannath Puri, the abode of spiritual bliss. After first bidding farewell to Mother Sachi, the lion that was Advaita Acharya left with the devotees for Jagannath Puri. They all brought gifts for Lord Chaitanya, things they knew pleased him. On every path they walked, they sang Sankirtan. They purified every path they traveled. Hearing the devotees' joyful chanting of Lord Hari's holy names, the residents of the three worlds became purified. Accompanied by their wives, children, men servants, and maidservants, they happily went to see Lord Chaitanya. Every place they stayed became like Vaikuntha. Listen, listen, O my brothers, to this auspicious story, which Lord Anantashesh, the first of the demigods, personally sings. In this way, all these exalted souls happily came to Jagannath Puri. Seeing the temple flag at Kamalapur, they wept. They fell to the ground to offer Dandavat obeisances. Knowing that the devotees had come, in his heart, Lord Chaitanya desired to go ahead and greet them. Lord Advaita, who dearly loved Lord Chaitanya, sent a messenger ahead with a gift of Mahaprasadam. How wonderful was Advaita's love. It had no end. From the city of Cuttack, he sent the messenger with a prasadam. I was sleeping on the milk ocean. Then Nara shouted and broke my sleep. It is because of Advaita Acharya that I descended to this world. Again and again, Lord Chaitanya spoke these words. Lord Chaitanya was purely devoted to Lord Advaita, who was equal to Lord Shiva. Hearing Advaita has come, the king of Vaikuntha went with his dear associates to greet him. Nichananda, Gadadhar, and Sri Puri Goshai all happily came. They were not in external consciousness. Sarvabhauma, Jagadananda, Kashi Mishra, Swarup Damodar, Sri Shankara Pandit, Kashishwar Pandit, Acharya Bhagavan, Sri Pradumna Mishra, who was exalted with loving devotion, Sri Paramananda Patra, Ramananda Roy, Lord Chaitanya's doorkeeper, saintly Govinda, Ramananda Bharati, Sri Rupa, Sri Sanatan, Raghunath Vaidya, Shivananda Narayan, Advaita's eldest son, Sri Achutananda, Vaninath, Sikhi Mahiti, and many other devotees were all there. Lord Chaitanya's servants are numberless. How many of their names do I know? Big or small, they all went. They all joyfully went with Lord Chaitanya. Neither external vision nor external consciousness were present in their bodies. At Ataranala, Lord Chaitanya met lion-like Advaita Acharya and the Vaishnavas. Then Lord Chaitanya went to Narendra Sarovara. There the two groups of devotees saw each other. Seeing each other from afar, the two groups of Vaishnavas at once offered Dandavat obeisances. Seeing Advaita Acharya from far away, Lord Chaitanya, the king of Vaikuntha, tears streaming down his face, offered Dandavat obeisances. Seeing the master of his life from far away, Sri Advaita bowed down again and again. He wept, trembled, perspired, and fell unconscious. The hairs of his body stood erect. He roared. He offered Dandavat obeisances. He did not see anyone but his Lord. In this way, the two groups of devotees offered Dandavat obeisances. They were all wild with love for Lord Chaitanya. Whether big, small, learned, or not learned, everyone offered Dandavat obeisances and chanted Lord Hari's holy names. Lord Chaitanya offered obeisances to the devotees. Lord Advaita and others did the same. Everyone offered obeisances again and again. In this way, the two groups joyfully met. They joyfully gazed at each other. They loudly chanted the holy names of Lord Hari. They loudly wept with joy. Does a mere human being have the power to describe all this? Vedavyas will describe it later. Lord Anantashesh will describe it with his thousands of mouths. Seeing Advaita, Lord Chaitanya embraced him and sprinkled his limbs with tears of joy and love. Reciting a verse, Advaita offered obeisances. Advaita was bliss personified. Many things were brought with which to worship Lord Chaitanya, yet everyone forgot and none of the articles of worship were brought out. Again and again, lion-like Lord Advaita joyfully roared, "I brought him, I brought him." The holy names of Lord Hari were chanted very loudly. I think the chanting must have filled all the worlds. Forgetting everything else, the Vaishnavas chanted Hari and wept. Embracing each other's necks, the devotees wept with joy and chanted Hari, Hari. Everyone bowed down before Advaita Acharya, who made Lord Chaitanya descend to this world. Then the two groups of devotees made a very loud kirtan. Who danced there? Who sang from what directions? Who fell to the ground and rolled about where? Seeing Lord Chaitanya, everyone became wild with bliss. Supremely glorious, Lord Chaitanya danced in the midst of everyone. Nichananda and Advaita embraced. Like two wild lions, they joyfully danced. With a heart full of love, Lord Chaitanya embraced all the Vaishnavas one by one. Lord Chaitanya, who is the devotee's master and life, held the devotees' necks and wept. By Lord Chaitanya's order, at that moment, sandal paste and thousands of garlands were brought from Lord Jagannath. Seeing Lord Jagannath's garlands, Lord Chaitanya was happy. First, he placed a garland around Lord Advaita's neck. With his own graceful hands, Lord Chaitanya placed garlands and sandal paste on the body of each Vaishnav. Seeing the Lord's mercy, the devotees raised their arms and loudly wept. Everyone grasped Lord Chaitanya's feet and asked for boons. They said, "Birth after birth, may I never forget you, O Lord. Whether I take birth as a human being, an animal, or a bird, may I always gaze on your lotus feet. O Lord, O ocean of mercy, please give this boon to me." Grasping the Lord's lotus feet, all the devotees wept. Staying at a distance, the Vaishnavas, saintly wives, who were all devoted to their husbands, gazed on Lord Chaitanya and wept. Their tears of love had no end. They were not different from the transcendental potency of Lord Vishnu. Lord Chaitanya said of them, "In knowledge and devotion, they are their husband's equals." Performing a sankirtan filled with singing, dancing, and instrumental music, the devotees walked with Lord Chaitanya. In this way, there was a great display of love and devotion. Never have I seen anything like the joy manifested then. Going 10 dandas from Ataranala, Lord Chaitanya went to Narendra Sarovara. At that time, the deities of Krishna, Balaram, and Sri Govinda had come to enjoy water pastimes at Narendra Sarovara. There was a great tumult of Lord Hari's holy names. The mridangas, conch shells, peris, and jayataks made a great sound. Thousands and thousands of parasols, flags, and chamaras made the four directions very beautiful. There was a great sound of jai, jai, and great sounds of Lord Hari's holy names. No sound but those could be heard. In this way, the deities of Krishna, Balaram, and Sri Govinda crossed Narendra Sarovara in a boat. Lord Jagannath's servants and Lord Chaitanya's associates met and joined in Sankirtan. In this way, the two groups became one. What bliss was there? Did the personified bliss of Vaikuntha come to that place? In the four directions, the bliss had no end. Lord Chaitanya performed Sankirtan and made others perform it also. When the deities of Krishna, Balaram, and Sri Govinda emerged from their boat, from the four directions a host of devotees waved chamara fans. Seeing the boat ride enjoyed by the deities of Krishna, Balaram, and Sri Govinda, the Lord became happy. Accompanied by all the devotees, Lord Chaitanya happily jumped into the waters of Narendra Sarovara. Oh, my brothers, please hear how Lord Chaitanya enjoyed pastimes in Narendra Sarovara. As he had previously enjoyed water pastimes with the cowherd boys in the Jamuna, so the Lord enjoyed pastimes in Narendra Sarovara with all the Vaishnavas. In West Bengal, a water game called Kaya is popular. The devotees began by playing that game. Chanting Kai, Kai, the devotees splashed water with their hands. Other devotees played musical instruments in the water. Everyone was in the mood of the cowherd boys of Gokula. Then Lord Chaitanya entered the mood of Lord Krishna, the king of Gokula. No one was in external consciousness. Everyone was wild with bliss. Everyone fearlessly splashed water on the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Advaita splashed water on each other. In this way, they enjoyed blissful pastimes. One moment, Lord Advaita was victorious, but the next moment, Lord Chaitanya was the victor. They splashed water in each other's eyes. Nityananda, Gadadhar, and Sri Puri Goshai. These three fought in the water. None of them emerged the victor. Vasudev Dat and Murari Gupta fought again and again in the water. They roared with bliss. The two friends, Pundarik Vidyanidhi and Swarup Damodar, joyfully splashed water on each other and laughed. Srivas, Sriram, Haridas, Vakreshwar, Gangadas, Gopinath, and Sri Chandrasekhar splashed water on each other. In Lord Chaitanya's company, they had become wild with bliss. After the deities of Krishna, Balaram, and Sri Govinda had enjoyed their boat trip, many hundreds of thousands of devotees played in the water. Playing in the water, the sannyasis, brahmacharis, and sannyasis floated in bliss. No person still in the grip of Lord Chaitanya's Mahamaya had the power to come to that place. They had no power to see these pastimes. No person with only a little good fortune had the power to become one of Lord Chaitanya's personal associates. Lord Chaitanya is subdued and controlled only by pure devotional service. When devotional service is absent, then learning and austerity are not worth anything. They bring only suffering. Look at the bliss of Sankirtan Lord Chaitanya enjoyed in Jagannath Puri. The impersonalist sannyasis who call themselves great souls were not fortunate enough to see these pastimes. One impersonalist said, "Why, rejecting the study of Vedanta, does Chaitanya perform these rowdy kirtans? A sannyasi's duty is always to perform pranayama, but this sannyasi dances and weeps. Is that right for a sannyasi?" The best of the sannyasis defended the Lord. One of them said, "Sri Krishna Chaitanya is a great soul." Someone else said, "He is a philosopher." Another person said, "He is a devotee." The good sannyasis praised him, but none knew the truth about him. In this way, the Vaishnavas enjoyed water pastimes with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As he had previously enjoyed water pastimes in the Jamuna, so Lord Chaitanya enjoyed with the devotees. By Lord Chaitanya's mercy, Narendra Sarovara became the Ganga and the Jamuna. Its glory and good fortune had no end. The Lord enjoyed these pastimes to deliver the conditioned souls. By hearing or reading of these pastimes, one breaks the bonds of karma. When the water pastimes came to an end, Lord Chaitanya and the devotees went to see Lord Jagannath. Gazing at Lord Jagannath, Lord Chaitanya and the devotees wept with joy. Gazing at Lord Jagannath, Lord Chaitanya became overwhelmed. Streams of tears of joy flowed over his limbs. Lord Advaita and the other devotees happily watched. They swam in an ocean of spiritual bliss. Gazing and gazing at the two Lord Jagannaths, one moving and the other still, the devotees offered dandavat obeisances. Kashi Mishra took garlands from Lord Jagannath's neck and made them ornaments on the devotees' bodies. Lord Narayan, the supreme Siksha Guru, who now manifested the form of a sannyasi, accepted Lord Jagannath's garland with great reverence and devotion. One should know that nothing is powerful like the Vaishnavas, Tulsi, the Ganga, and honoring the Lord's prasadam. Therefore, one should honor and serve the Vaishnavas. Even the sannyasis who are in the highest ashram should offer dandavat obeisances to the Vaishnavas. Even a father should offer obeisances to a son that has become a sannyasi. The sannyasa ashram should receive honor from everyone. Everyone should bow down before a sannyasi. Still, turning away from the exalted status of a sannyasi, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Siksha Guru, personally bowed down before the Vaishnavas. Please give me your attention and now hear about devotion to Tulsi and Tulsi's pastimes. Filling a small pot with good earth, one should sow Tulsi. The Supreme Lord said, "I will not happily stay in a place where I do not see Tulsi. There I am like a fish out of water." The Lord visits a person who chants a fixed number of holy names before Tulsi. Tears of joy streaming down his graceful limbs, the Lord follows that person. The Supreme Lord stays where a devotee chants a fixed number of holy names. Also, a devotee who stays with Tulsi has the Supreme Lord always at his side. Who understands the devotional activities of a person who chants a fixed number of holy names as he gazes at Tulsi? A person who chants a fixed number of holy names in Tulsi's presence attains the association of the Supreme Lord. Lord Narayan, the Supreme Siksha Guru, teaches this. He will protect whoever follows this teaching. After gazing at Lord Jagannath and bowing down before Lord Jagannath, Lord Chaitanya returned home with his associates. The Supreme Personality of Godhead fulfills whatever desire is in his devotees' hearts. He protects them as a father protects his children. The devotees always follow behind him. In this way, the devotees from West Bengal and from Jagannath Puri met in the bliss of Krishna consciousness. By Lord Chaitanya's mercy, the residents of Swetadweep saw the Vaishnavas in his pastimes. With his own graceful mouth, moon-like Lord Advaita again and again said, "Even the demigods are not allowed to see these exalted Vaishnavas." Grasping Lord Chaitanya's feet and weeping, Advaita said, "Lord, it is only because of you that anyone sees these exalted Vaishnavas." The Lord's Vaishnava associates had all descended from the spiritual world. Before the Lord himself descended, they descended. In this way, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and Sankarshan had descended as Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna. Whenever the Supreme Lord descends to this world, by his order the liberated Vaishnavas descend also. Thus, these Vaishnavas never experience birth or death. They come to this world to accompany the Supreme Lord. The Vaishnavas do not take birth because of past pious deeds or religious rituals. Revealing this truth, the Padma Purana declares, as Sumitra, Bharat, Sankarshan, and other forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead voluntarily take birth in the material world, so the liberated Vaishnavas, who are the Lord's eternal associates, also voluntarily take birth in this world. Their duties completed, those liberated Vaishnavas again return to Lord Vishnu's eternal abode. Therefore, the liberated Vaishnavas never take birth in this world because of the bondage of their past karma. The devotees who are the Lord's personal associates are always filled with ecstatic love. Anyone who hears the narrations of these liberated devotees' devotional activities will meet Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are my life and soul. I, Vrindavan Das, humbly offer this song at their lotus feet.